Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. R.L. Atkins is a talented and up-and-coming writer of romance and suspense thrillers who's decided to dig into his past experience in life regarding young lovers and their involvement with sex. R.L. says we all have had some kind of what his characters experience, and he's enjoying building them in his mind and then letting them loose on the pages of his books. R.L. retired from the day-to-day life of an accountant. With his retirement, his imagination has gone wild. Born in 1940 on a farm in rural Pennsylvania, he had a vivid imagination back then, and now he's able to put some of the things that he's seen or done on paper. Judging from his reviews, he will continue in the erotic romance genre for a long time. His first novel in the series, Trisha's Odyssey, A Tale of Young Women's Search for Happiness, it's a book we'll talk about, and the author, R.L. Atkins, is our guest on This Week in America. R.L., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
What an interesting job you've done with this series. This is the first in the series, Trisha's Odyssey, A Tale of a Young Woman's Search for Happiness. We'll talk about that specifically today, but mention the others as well, and we'll give you Richard's website because you'll be able to get all the books there, order them there as well. For you, changing from accounting, going into being a published author, what's the most difficult part of the writing process for you? It's one thing to have a vivid imagination, have these stories you want to tell, but then actually being able to tell them in proper fashion. What's the biggest challenge for you in the writing process?
To develop the characters, you just have to do a little thinking about it and pick an idea of a name that appeals to you to start with. You have to give them a name, of course, and start to build their persona and their appearance and everything so that readers can relate to the characters as you present them. In the case of Trisha, I had created her brother, Tommy, first in another book that I had written and published before I got involved with Word House. But then the way that came about was Tommy brought a girlfriend home to meet his sister because his girlfriend said that she'd never kissed a girl before. And Tommy knew that his sister would be willing to kiss her because she's a beautiful girl. Tommy ends up marrying Vicky, his girlfriend, and they have a set of twins. We don't see them again until book six. I found Kitty wanting to get away from an abusive, violent boyfriend. She's 19 when she meets Trisha, who's 29. I generated a pair of middle-aged women, Lois and Sylvia, from Connecticut, that Trisha and Kitty met at a campground in New York. They agree to take a road trip with them. Along the way, they take in a rodeo in Texas and meet Tex Duncan and Rob Harris. This was to be a life-changing event in all of their lives. After a wonderful trip from Texas up to the Dakotas and Wyoming, they start down the west coast of California. Kitty's boyfriend catches up with them in Las Vegas. Things go sideways there, and I won't say what happens. Read the book.
I was waiting for, I thought maybe he's on a roll. He's going to forget that he's going to maybe give something away here. Spoiler alert. And then bingo, you took us to the edge of the cliff and then you hit the brake. So to find out more, you'll need the book. And if you were enjoying that story as much as I was, as Richard was telling it, you'll want to get information on the book. The book we're talking about specifically, it's one of a series, and we'll go through all this as we're having our conversation. Trisha's Odyssey, A Tale of a Young Woman's Search for Happiness, R.L. Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. His website, rlatkins.com. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places, wordhousebp.com. And again, all this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You do this so well, and you've made this transition so seamlessly to writing from the career as an accountant. How long have you been writing?
Well, I started this book about 2 years ago, Trisha's Odyssey, and have been busy working on this series of six books that are now complete ever since.
You know, it's interesting because there are probably some people that are thinking, boy, I envy what he was able to do. He's always wanted to do this. He's been able to do that. I imagine the toughest part is getting started. What advice would you give to a writer out there that's working on that first book? I'm probably thinking that's the most difficult hurdle, isn't it? It's the first one to get over?
Yes, it is. And the first thing I would say is to find a private place to work on it, away from the distractions that, at least to me, breaks my train of thought, and have packs of peanut butter crackers nearby to munch on and a bottle of water. If your characters are to come to life on your paper, you must give your mind over to them so that they can take you where they want to go.
You know, that's interesting. How often do you hear the characters almost speaking to you? I would assume once you're into the story, these are not just like made-up figures. They become quite part of your mental family, at least, don't they?
Yes, they do. I have found that I kind of fall in love with some of them, and others that I grow to hate and can't wait to kill.
And you have that. You hold the power over them. If they start getting on your nerves and irritating you, you just take them out of the book. You have that power to do that. R.L. Atkins, our guest on the program, talking about Trisha's Odyssey. This is the first in the series, a tale of a young woman's search for happiness, book available wherever books are sold. R.L.'s website is rlatkins.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you started writing this, did you find there was a scene that you might call the hardest to write? What is maybe difficult to write, and why would that be the case?
In the one story, it's not in the first book, but it's in about the fifth book, where a character named Giorgio professes his love for one of Trisha and Kitty's daughters, Penny, and she's 17 and he is 50. And so it's right in, proposes to Penny right there at a family gathering at Trisha's, all of her family, her extended family and all. And Penny doesn't know what to say, but Trisha says that she explains why they should not get married. And at the end, she says that you're both of age and you've heard my opinion about why you should not get married. But if you do choose to do so, we will support you. But at the same time, we think it would be a big mistake for both of you. So then Penny speaks up and she agrees with Trisha. She says that 25 years from now, that you'll be 75 and I'll be 42. And I'll be a young woman yet, and you'll be an old man. And who's to say what the temptations of life might bring? And I don't want to break your heart then, so I'm just going to have to say no. So then that he leaves the party brokenhearted, then goes home and dies. So that was the hardest for me to write in the whole book. And there's other parts in there that literally bring me to tears when I reread them because they're so emotional. I don't know whether other authors get emotionally involved to the point of tears with their characters, but I just don't know. I guess I just fall in love with them and want to see the best, but if it turns out not the best, well, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, and that passion that you have comes across in the series of books. The first in the series is Trisha's Odyssey, a tale of a young woman's search for happiness. A little bit behind the scenes with the author, what goes into doing at some point difficult scenes and balancing that out and doing what's right for the characters and to move the story along. The first book, Trisha's Odyssey, that we're talking about, how long did it take you to write this one, the first one?
It took me about 2 months. I had some fits and starts, and the whole thing, I've traveled a good bit over my lifetime, and I've seen a lot of things across this country and some beautiful places and interesting people. And I incorporated those places into the book as kind of my own way of reliving my experiences in going across the country. Took a trip around the country for 5 weeks, 10,000 miles back in 1995, and visited a lot of the places that are mentioned in the book. And so, like I say, it's not just a, like I call it, a dirty little book written by an old man, but it's kind of a remembrance of some of the fun places, things that I've done.
The book is Trisha's Odyssey, A Tale of a Young Woman's Search for Happiness by R.L. Atkins, the guest, the author on our program. RLAtkins.com is his website, book available at all of the usual places. And I get the impression you're a people watcher. Your characters are so well developed. Does that come from just watching people, their mannerisms, their interactions, that type of thing?
I'm 82 years old, so I've been around the block a few times, as they say, and have had some interesting encounters with people. And like you say, a people watcher, and observe the way that people interact with one another. And I try to use that in my stories. Excuse me, I need a little bit of drink here.
Well, yeah, go ahead and do that. Then I want to ask you about the title, Trisha's Odyssey, A Tale of Young Woman's Search for Happiness. Other books in the Trisha and Kitty series all have subtitles as well. How do you go about titling? How did you come up with Trisha's Odyssey to start this off?
Well, that was the easiest one because, of course, the main character is Trisha, and so her name is easy to get. And then what's she doing? She's going on an extended trip across the country, an odyssey. So there we go. We got Trisha's Odyssey. That was the easy one. the next one, because she is now involved with Kitty, it's titled Trisha and Kitty Will Danger in the Mountains
End their happiness.
End their happiness. And so there, that kind of gives an idea of what might be happening in the book, but it also solidifies the bond between Trisha and Kitty. And then going forward, then some of the remaining titles are very similar, and it just involves their offspring. They adopt a number of children. They ended up with a family of seven, two by birth, and the other five were adopted. And the children that came from broken homes or deceased parents that these women were able to get a good, solid recommendation by the Children's Society of Children's Service people that they were able to expedite their adopting of these children. And they lived way out in the country, 15 miles from the nearest town, and away from the distractions of town life, so that they could instill some pretty good values in these young people. They sent them all to college that wanted to go to college. And how did they do that? Well, in book one, Trisha's father died, and he was a very successful attorney. And when he passed away at a relatively young age, he left an estate of $2 million to each of his two children, plus rental properties and other income generating facilities. So they were set for life. So she was able to do all these wonderful things for these children and purchase this land down there in New Mexico and build a home on it, overlooking a pond, a small lake, and just the best of world for them and for the kids. And it kind of emphasizes through the whole, all the stories about the strength of these two women. that were able to build strong characters in each one of their children, their adopted children, and I had a lot of fun writing these stories, and I recommend it to anybody that has any kind of an idea in their mind that they can expound upon with regards to building characters and having some kind of a moral background for them.
I mentioned before, you do such a wonderful job in developing these characters, and to hear you talk about it, they're almost like these characters are an actual part of your life, a real life part of your life. If you could meet your characters, what would you say to them? Would you actually like maybe for them to come alive sometime on the page and you could hang out with them for a while?
I would, first of all, compliment them on raising outstanding children that have been able to make their mark in life and succeed and not get involved with any of the bad things that can happen to young people. Staying away from the towns and the gangs and that sort of thing and drug activity and all of that. There's none of that in my book that these people are involved with. I just try to keep them on as good a moral background as I possibly can. I'm more interested in their having fun in life and enjoying it and moving on and creating businesses. And it was a fun thing. And I can only say that once you start reading book one, you will look for book two. And you probably want to buy all of them at one time. We haven't talked about a box set yet at this point with Wordhouse, but that could be a possibility. They're not long books to read. 3-4 hours tops, you can get through any one of them. And so, it has a beginning of the story, and till the end of it, there's a lot of things that happen in between. There's, I think, the biggest one is like about 100 pages, and some of them are like 70 pages long. But at the same time, they have a lot of action in them, and since they're erotic romance, there's sex in there, and some violence, some extreme violence in some books that are taken from life. Bad things happen out there, but fortunately, my characters are able to come out on the good side of bad things.
Our guest is R.L. Atkins. His website is rlatkins.com. The book is the first in the series, Trisha's Odyssey, a tale of a young woman's search for happiness. The good thing is you're going to love this book, and you've got a bunch more that you can read. So it's like binging on like 70 episodes of a television series. You start off and you're thinking this is going to last forever, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. Book available at Amazon, wordhousebp.com, rlatkins.com, his website, published by Workhouse Book Publishing. And we'll have all that before we wrap up here tonight. Time is going by so quickly. I want to talk about what's fun for you in writing this. We talked about some of the difficult parts when you deal with all of these, the moral issues, and we go through the thought processes, the characters work their way through them. What was the most fun part for you to write?
Well, since this is an adult content romance book, I have my characters indulging in sexual behavior, some of which I've had to do some research to get it right, certain things that just happened by nature, and some other things from experimenting. I've had several friends read and get back to me about the content and was told that they wish they'd thought about some of the things when they were younger.
Yes. Yes.
Unfortunately, Mother Nature and Father Time do catch up, but we can still read.
You will read and enjoy the Trisha Odyssey, the first book, and then all the books in the series. Give a little advice out there again to people that are maybe interested in writing a story. So often we read a story and we think, boy, that had to be fun to write. I would like to try that. What are some of the most important elements in good writing? And did that change for you as you were writing? Did your whole process of writing have any transitional changes as you were writing the series? Because I'm sure that there were times when you went through and you really, you know, thought, okay, I've got to go back because this element needs to be a little bit stronger. What makes a good story, do you feel, a good story for you to tell?
I think that to have interesting characters and I create the characters first and then the plot comes along as they go through their daily lives and things that happen to them, things that they do along the way. And I try to keep it interesting. And it's just, well.
Well, and you do a good job of you capture our attention as a reader, and we're there, and we're there through the book, and looking forward to the other books in the series. We're running out of time to wrap up as we're talking with R.L. Atkins. His book, the first in the series, is Trisha's Odyssey. Let me just ask you here at the end, when you started with the first book, did you think this was going to be a series, or did this just sort of evolve as you were telling these stories, and you really enjoyed writing about these people?
Well, after the first book, my publisher, of course, had read the book before they decided to publish it, and then Victoria, my agent there with those people, she challenged me to do a series of six. And so I took the challenge on and started to write, and I just sat in my little cubby hole here and peanut butter crackers and bottle of water and just kept tapping along and referring to spell check about every second paragraph as I went. And I do my own editing. Some people may say that's a wrong thing to do. You should have a professional do it because they know where the who or whoms are and all of that. I don't care about that. I care about something that's just readable by the ordinary person and not some English major from Yale or something critiquing my work. But people that have read it, friends of mine, they are just, it says, I just can't believe that came out of your head. Said, well, there it is. They said, you're a good writer. And that kind of makes me feel good because nobody ever told me that before, which I never wrote before.
Well, yeah, it's so interesting. I said in the beginning, a talented and up-and-coming writer of romance and suspense thrillers will continue for years in the erotic romance genre because he does such a wonderful job. I'm going to mention these books now. Trisha's Odyssey, this is number one in the series, A Tale of a Young Woman's Search for Happiness. Book two is Trisha and Kitty, Will Danger in the Mountains End Their Happiness? Book three, Trisha and Kitty, Deadly Seduction, that's book three of the series. Book four, Trisha and Kitty, Love and Vengeance. Book five, Trisha's Odyssey, The Story So Far. And tell me about book six. Now, book six is what, about ready to be released?
Yeah, and the title of that is going to be Trisha and Kitty, Still in Love. And the subtitle, I can't pull it out of my head right now.
Well,
but it involves their children, you know, about the success of their children. And kind of works itself towards the end of the series. I had actually gotten so excited working on book six that when I got to the end of it, I started a book seven.
I was going to ask if that really...
Whoa.
If that really was going to be the end, we'll have to stick around and see whether Richards decides to do a... it's pretty hard to leave them, isn't it? Especially when, boy, after six books and these people, characters, but they've been such an important part of your life during this period in writing this series. Richard, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. So successful after...
we have in production right now, probably won't be available until late fall. The title of it is Ribbons and Ropes, and it is based on the BDSM genre, we'll say. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a collection of, it's an over 500-page book.
Oh, wow.
Challenge that was presented to me, and I accepted the challenge and presented it to my publisher, and they're excited about it. So I like having an excited publisher.
Well, yes, and a few more pages than usual, so have a few more peanut butter crackers steady with the water to get through all of this, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the upcoming books as well. And you'll find all the information. Our guest is R.L. Atkins. That's A-T-K-I-N-S. His website, very simple, rlatkins.com. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places, including wordhousebp.com. Wordhouse Book Publishing, the publisher, and I get all the information there as well. Richard, again, thank you so much for being with us. Hopefully we can carry on this conversation again. Thank you for joining us on the program. Continued success. Excellent job with the series. Looking forward to book six.
Thank you very much for having me on, Rick. I really appreciate it. I'm humbled by your confidence in me.
Well, you've made us all know that you are a talented writer, and we're looking forward to more from R.L. Atkins, our guest on the program. All the information available on his website, rlatkins.com, and you'll find it, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll be back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.